This is Dennis Botti welcoming you to Sundays Live, Southern California's longest-running live broadcast series, brought to you each week from LACMA at lacma.org. Today we welcome Douglas Masick and friends, the Encore Saxophone Quartet, joined a bit later by bassist David Young and drummer Tim Boatman. Their program is conceived as a tribute to a celebrated musical ensemble of an earlier era, the Hollywood Saxophone Quartet, which was active in the greater Los Angeles area from around 1950 until 1970. The group included saxophonists Russell Cheever, Jack Dumont, Morris Crawford, and William Ulyates, along with Mike Rubin bass and Dick Cornell drums. And we're happy to say that several of the offspring of that ensemble is here with us. We'd like to welcome them as our special guests. Some of the children of the original Hollywood Saxophone Quartet are with us. We'd like them to stand if they're here. Thank you very much. It was during the 1950s and 60s, even as today, of course, the Hollywood studio orchestras included some of the finest musicians in the world. Many of them preferred the challenge of the studio environment to the programming of the major orchestras. This was Hollywood's golden age, and the individual performances of the four members of the Hollywood Saxophone Quartet can be heard in such iconic films as Cleopatra and West Side Story, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and such radio and television programs as Burns and Allen and The Dinah Shore Show, The Flintstones, Gomer Pyle, and The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. There were several albums they recorded for Liberty Records, the first and third of them featuring jazz arrangements and original jazz compositions by the likes of Russ Garcia, Billy May, Lenny Niehaus, Marty Paich, and others. We're going to hear some of that music later in the hour, but this evening the Encore Saxophone Quartet wants to begin with some standard repertoire pieces from the classical saxophone library, in keeping with the tradition of the quartet we're honoring, combining classical and jazz selections. So we begin with music composed in 1879 by an English-born American composer who took Kirill Florio as his pen name. He wrote this music for the New York Saxophone Quartet Club. It wasn't published until 1988, but it has quickly become a standard item among saxophone quartets looking for original 19th century music. We'll hear this quartet, the Allegro de Concert by Kirill Florio, played by these members of the Encore Saxophone Quartet. Please welcome Douglas Masick, Damon Zick, David Brennan, and Lee Callett. music that goes back as far as 1879, the Quartet, or Allegro de Concert, as it was subtitled, by Carol Florio, an English-born American composer. The Encore Saxophone Quartet, our guests on this edition of Sundays Live. This program comes to you each week from the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. Music now written by a Spanish jazz saxophonist, clarinetist, and composer, Pedro Iturralde, who was born in 1929. It's a four-movement work played without breaks, the Suite Hellenique, a Hellenic suite. The movement's combining elements of jazz and Greek folk dance. The composer was born in Madrid, but he eventually studied briefly at the Berklee School of Music in Boston and went on to teach at the Madrid Conservatory until 1990. We'll hear his Suite Hellenique now, music of Pedro Iturralde, performed by our guests, the Encore Saxophone Quartet. Thank you. Music composed in 1988 by the Spanish saxophonist and composer Pedro Iturralde. His suite Hellénique, four movements, Kalamatianos, Funky, Waltz, and Critise. Our performers, the Encore Saxophone Quartet, Douglas Messick, soprano, Damon Zick, alto, David Brennan, tenor, and Lee Callett, baritone. We continue now with music written for virtuoso Douglas Messick and his saxophone quartet. This is by a local composer, Adrian Albert. It's originally entitled Mirror Images, and actually it's still entitled Mirror Images. She wrote it originally for the saxophone quartet, but has indeed transcribed it for clarinet quartet, flute quartet, and most recently for string quartet. It's been described as simply a beautiful melody with underlying harmonies that transcend boundaries of classical and pop music, as we shall hear in this performance of Mirror Images by Adrian Albert.
Thank you. Mirror Images, music by California composer Adrian Albert, who may very well be with us this evening here at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. Her composition written for Douglas Messick and Friends, the Encore Saxophone Quartet, performed it. Now we move more toward the direction of popular music with a medley of tunes by George Gershwin. This is an arrangement that I think we've heard once or twice with Douglas Messick and Friends. It is always welcome, the Mark Waters Gershwin Medley. I'm told that among other tunes, we'll be hearing A Foggy Day, Summertime, S'Wonderful, I Got Rhythm, Bess, You Was My Woman, and music from An American in Paris. And I expect there'll be a few more sneaked in, if I know Mark Waters, as I recall. This arrangement is rather dense. The Gershwin Medley, played by the Encore Saxophone Quartet, as we continue on Sundays Live. Music by George Gershwin, probably just about everybody's favorite American composer, I would say. A medley arranged by Mark Waters. The Encore Saxophone Quartet performed it, concluding the first half of this edition of Sundays Live. We'll have them back in a moment with a few friends for some music from the library of the Hollywood Saxophone Quartet. So with Gershwin, we've made the transition from classical repertoire, so-called classical repertoire, to the world of pop and jazz. As we continue, we're going to hear an assortment of vintage arrangements made for the Hollywood Saxophone Quartet by Lenny Niehaus. They draw on the catalogs of several of the best-loved contributors to what is known as the Great American Songbook. We're going to begin with three, two first by Rodgers and Hart. Before Rodgers and Hammerstein, as you probably know, there was a team of Rodgers and Hart, and two of their rather neglected tunes will begin this set. Have You Met Miss Jones? It's from the 1937 musical I'd Rather Be Right. Then we'll hear Wait Till You See Her from the musical By Jupiter from 1942, another Rodgers and Hart tune. And then we'll conclude the set with All the Things You Are, music by Jerome Kern from the musical Very Warm for May, which was composed in 1939. So we're going to welcome back members of the Encore Saxophone Quartet with these guest artists, David Young on bass and Tim Boatman on drums, for arrangements made by Lenny Niehaus for the Hollywood Saxophone Quartet.
Thank you.
We've heard three of the selections from the Library of the Hollywood Saxophone Quartet, arranged by Lenny Niehaus, and we'll continue with three more. But Not For Me is next. This is another Gershwin tune from the musical Girl Crazy. Then we'll hear something by the veteran Harry Warren, There Will Never Be Another You. It comes from the musical Iceland from 1942. And then, a bit of a rarity for some, the Jimmy Van Heusen tune, Polka Dots and Moonbeams. This was Frank Sinatra's first recorded hit with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. And so we take you back to the 1950s for these arrangements by Lenny Niehaus for the Hollywood Saxophone Quartet, performed for us by the Encore Saxophone Quartet and Friends.
Thank you. Thank you.
Polka Dots and Moonbeams by Jimmy Van Heusen, the last of six arrangements from the Lenny Niehaus collection, arranged for the Hollywood Saxophone Quartet. And I mentioned a number of other arrangers who worked for this ensemble at the same period, and one of those was also a composer, Marty Paich. So we're going to hear an original composition for the Hollywood Saxophone Quartet, Marty Paich's Toccata in F. Toccata in F, it's titled, music by Marty Paich, who was born in 1925, lived until 1995, and was a famous arranger and jazz conductor. He made that arrangement, that original composition, in fact, for the Hollywood Saxophone Quartet. We heard some of his arrangements before that. The Encore Saxophone Quartet, our guests today, Douglas Masek, Damon Zick, David Brennan, Lee Callett, with guests David Young on bass and Tim Boatman on drums. Most enthusiastic response from the audience here at the Bing Theater. I have every confidence that there will be an encore. And I think so. This is, I believe, another original composition for the Hollywood Saxophone Quartet, music by Lenny Niehaus. Thank you. As I was saying, music by Lenny Niehaus. It's entitled Make the Most of It. And so they did. The Encore Saxophone Quartet with David Young on bass, Tim Boatman on drums, Douglas Masick, soprano saxophone, Damon Zick, alto saxophone, David Brennan, tenor saxophone, and Lee Kalix, baritone saxophone. The Encore Saxophone Quartet. This program comes to you each week from the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. To learn more about supporting the series, visit our website at sundayslive.org. As we hope you've heard by now, Sundays Live concerts are downloadable for the week following each performance through the generosity of Classical KUSC. Visit kusc.org and click on podcasts. Join us next Sunday, July 8th, when we present Latitude 41, a piano trio with music by Franz Schubert, his Notturno, Deutsch 897, and the trio in A minor by Tchaikovsky, Livia Sohn, Luigi Piovano, and Bernadine Blaha. Sundays Live is produced and presented by the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. Our special thanks to former County Supervisor Ed Edelman for making this program possible each week. William Vestal is the series' artistic director, with audio engineering by Peter Sattheim. From the stage of the Bing Theater, this is Dennis Botti, inviting you to join us again next week.